Galesburg's Morning News.
Adam and Avon baseball team. Boy, what a great season. 27-4 they ended up. Season ended a little bit sooner than they wanted it to. They wanted to be playing this weekend at Dozer Park in Peoria, but a great season wrapped up Monday. Super sectional game. They were an Elite Eight team. Lost to Oakville on Monday afternoon. Still stinging a little bit. Joining us, the head coach of the Abbott and Avon Tornadoes, Jeremy Pickrell. Jeremy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing okay. It's been a rough couple of days, just, you know, because it's so fresh. But replaying everything in my mind and stuff like that, you know, trying to think of, is there anything that we could have done differently? You know, after talking with the coaches and some of the boys, we did our best. We gave it our best shot, and obviously we'd like to have a couple situations back, but we gave it our all, and that's in the end, you know, we can be satisfied with that.
Well, that's the thing that's tough when you're saying goodbye to these young men. That, you know, it's hard at the time to eventually they're going to look back and like, wow, we went 27-4, we got to the Elite Eight, but that's hard to realize that on Monday when that loss is so fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether it was like, well, I guess it was the way that we lost. You know, you'd like to. From a coaching standpoint, we'd like to make those guys earn it a little bit, but, you know, Kane Sundquist was the pitcher that was out there on the mound in the end, and I mean, you could tell he had nothing left, but he was trying. He was trying to give it his all, and, you know, again, that's all we want. That's all you want as a coach, is to have your players just leaving it all out on the field, especially if that's going to be your last game. So
you said last year was a tough loss too, and congratulations, by the way. I mean, what, at some point, hopefully quicker than not, it will sink in for the kids and you, and you've got more maturity, so I know it'll come faster for you probably about just what has accomplished. But for you personally, how long do you find it takes to kind of get over something like this?
I don't know.
Where you can't have
never, I've never been in this spot before. I'm not, you know, I mean, I guess when I played, you know, Legion ball back when I was in high school, we made it to state. I don't know what it would have been like to get within one out and lose. Maybe that would have helped a little bit, helped me digest this a little bit easier. But, no, I mean, I wasn't, obviously disappointed that we lost, but I thought it was weird that I wasn't as upset or more upset than I was because, like I said, I took peace in the fact that these boys literally gave me everything they had. It just, baseball's a weird game. You know, you could play your best game and get beat. You could make all kinds of mistakes and still find a way to win. And, in the end, I thought that we played as good a game as we could play. They made some mistakes. They won. So.
And you know, when you get to that level, you know they're a good team. And they played second last year in 1A, so they've been there before. So you knew they were a good team coming in. So you knew no matter what, you're going to be in for a battle. But just, you know, weird things happen. You talk about there was a fluke play late in the game where the ball hit, like, the lippers hit something in the field that just popped straight up. And, you know, there's nothing you do about it. Kid ended up being safe.
Yeah, we were up one. We took the lead in the top of the eighth. And we come out in the bottom and we get the leadoff hitter. They got 1-2-3 coming up. We get the leadoff hitter down 0-2. He puts a ball in play that, we are certain did not hit the lip in front of home plate. It hit something in the field. I don't know if they have sprinkler heads or whatever, but hit something and just kicked straight up about 20 feet in the air. And one of those balls that you're just like, is it ever going to come down? Is this kid going to get a double out of it? It finally come down and okay, so you got to regroup. It takes a bad hop, but that's baseball. So they bunted him up to second, so we took the out at first. They had an all-state catcher that was swinging the bat really well. He seemed like he was all over everything we were throwing at him. So we put him on, and obviously that's was the go-ahead run, but we didn't want him to beat us. We wanted the other guys to beat us, so and it almost worked. You know, the next kid swings at the first pitch, I believe, and pops it up to second. So we're first and second with two outs. And then we just kind of, like I say, we petered out. We lost gas. We ran out of gas and walk the next kid. A hit by pitch on a pitch that everyone thought that, I mean, it looked like the kid jumped in front of it, was trying to get hit by it. And then on 3-2 count on the last hitter, borderline call. But like I told you, you know, at that point the umpire was kind of in ball mode. And he, on a 3-2 pitch, borderline, but, they got the win.
Like I said, Matt, and I, no matter what level, if a guy's not throwing strikes, the umpire gets in that same mode, and it's understandable. They're not going to give you the benefit of the doubt at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of went on all game. I mean, it wasn't something that we'd done all year. We'd pride ourselves on just going out there and throwing strikes. Our team ARA was like a 1.6. I mean, wow. we pounded the zone, and for whatever reason, we couldn't find it on Saturday. But, like I said, they gave me their best effort, and offensively, we picked up the slack, and defensively made some game-saving plays, to give us a chance. So I guess that, you know, as a coach, that's why, you know, I'd like to see them put the ball in play and see what our defense could have done, and, you know, but, can't get it back, so. Yeah.
I remember a comment, Tom, that Coach Evan Massey made to you. It must have been after the last basketball game of the season. Said, you know, the locker room at that point is really not the time to sit there and sort of recap and, you know, talk mm-hmm. about, you know, well, still, we did all these great things. How do you handle a situation like that? Because it's tough for any coach when you got to address the kids after a game like that.
To be honest, I don't even remember what I told them. There was nothing, I know I started with, there's nothing that I'm going to say to you right now that's going to make this hurt any worse. You know, it's not every year that you get within one out of going to state. So, and to be, I think what made it hurt even worse is we were in control. We felt like we were the better team on the field and we just couldn't hang on and couldn't do enough throughout the game to keep it, keep us out in front. But, yeah, after the game, you know, you just try to console them and try to put some words together to make them feel any better. But, I mean, I know if I was a player, I probably wouldn't even have heard what the coach said anyways.
Keep it short, right?
Because your career's over if you're a senior, and if you're an underclassman, you're wondering if you're ever going to get a shot to get back there. And just all these other emotions are going on, and all you're hearing is kind of Charlie Brown's mom in the background, just wah, wah, wah. But, like you said, in a couple days, I think, you know, tomorrow we're going to have a workout for Legion Ball. And, I think getting back on the field and getting back together, will do us some good in the healing process. And, you know, after a few days or so, we'll be able to look back and, really look at what we accomplished and be proud of it. So
yeah, 27-4. That's amazing. Like I said, you wanted the season to continue. Talk about the rest of the season kind of leading up and you know, at what point did you realize, or did coming into the season think, hey, we've got a really shot to do something special with this group?
2 years ago, I went to the state tournament, and just saw the teams that were down there and thought, man, you know, next year I could see us playing down here. These teams, I feel like we can compete with these teams. And I told them that in the summer. I said, so if that's what you want, then you need to work and get to it, cause it's right there. And they worked their tails off, and we only had two seniors, and got really close. And I think that made this senior group this year really hungry. And just all year, played some really, really good baseball. Our defense, which we thought was going to be the big question mark when you got to replace a shortstop like Matt Ennis. We played outstanding defense all year, and we got better as the year went on. We got more comfortable. Our pitching, which we knew was something we were going to be able to hang our hat on, was just, I was dominant. I mean, to have a sub 2 ERA in Class 1A baseball as a staff is great. And then our offense, we knew that with the seniors we had and the big bats that we had in our lineup, that we could make some noise. And we started the season off, it seemed a little rough, but, you know, we come out and We dropped that one to Rock Island, but then we recover in the next weekend. You know, we felt like we competed really well with the Richwoods, here in that Galesburg invite, spring break. And then we beat Rock Island. And from that point on, I think we rattled off eight more in a row. So we won nine straight, and then we get into a matchup with Galesburg, where we as a coaching staff kind of use it as a test. You know, let's see if we're as good as we think we are. And we did not show up. And so we used that as kind of a springboard, like, look, if this is a caliber of team that we're going to see at our level at the end of the year, if that's what you're going to do, you're not going to make it as far as you want to go. So then we rattle off the next 15 and and with a chance to go to state on Saturday. So
we hear in other sports how difficult it is to go undefeated. And then there's the, you know, coaches don't want to lose any game, obviously, but then there's always the camp that sits there and says, well, you know, sometimes it's really important to lose a game, and it is kind of the thing. Did you find that can you recall other times in your career when you can think back and say, you know, sometimes that loss really was a good thing for us?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it all depends on when it happens and how it happens, and how you're going to use it, going forward. And I think that, every time that we didn't lose too many times this year. We didn't lose too many times last year, but I just think that having a group of seniors that had the experience that they had, I think that they really led us in that they didn't let a loss bring us down. They learned from it and tried to correct whatever it was that occurred in that loss. They didn't let it happen again. And so that goes back to the senior leadership.
826 Galesburg's Morning News, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Bachman, Brad Benowitz is our special guest co-host this morning. And our guest is Jeremy Pickrell, who's head baseball coach at Abingdon Avon. They lost in an Elite Eight Super Sectional game on Monday and just missed out on a state tournament bid, but a great season, 27-4 record. But coach is moving on, and you know, we were talking off the air that you know, you kind of tell your players to, you know, set goals, set high goals, high standards, and not that you don't and didn't enjoy what you were doing, but you decided it was time to move on to new ventures, and you're going to be leaving Abingdon Avon.
Yep, took a position at United Junior High, teaching PE, be coaching junior high basketball, which will be a little bit different, but it'll be fun. I'm getting my master's right now in administration, so just felt like you know, it was time to make a move. Hoping to eventually get into the college game. Just felt like it was time to pursue that. And like I told you, we expect our players, our students to aim high and go for their goals. And I felt like it would be hypocritical of me if I didn't do that myself. And, I'm just glad that the boys understood that. And, we were able to kind of digest the news that I wasn't coming back, and still have an outstanding season.
And you're going to be coaching the Legion team in Abingdon mm-hmm. over the summer. So how does, you know, the game itself, and you've obviously got a nice foundation coaching a lot of these same kids from high school season into summer season, but strategically or how you handle certain things, does anything change from Legion ball compared to high school ball in terms of, I mean, again, you know, you're still coaching the same kids, so a lot of those things are there, but just, is there anything different about Legion ball that you have to handle a certain way that you might not do it in high school?
Not for me. Not because, like you said, it's all the same players. I guess if we were taking players from different communities and trying to bring them together and get everybody there playing time and trying to figure out, you know, what the team's going to be and all that. We already know what we are. We already know who we are. We already know our strengths and weaknesses. We still put, you know, some players that wouldn't normally be in that situation in the high school season, in situations in the summer to get better and learn. But, I think that's what's been able to, that's what we've been able to, how we've been able to get better is just having the core group of guys stay together all spring, all summer, and, you know, work together and get better together. So.
Yeah, and that's what's pretty interesting. A different dynamic sometimes, like in Galesburg, for instance, and you experienced this, you know, playing for Arnie at the high school. Then you had Steve Cheeseman, and now, of course, Dalton Davis has taken over the Legion program. So a little bit different dynamic, different philosophies and things. But, and for instance, with Oneida's Legion, they will draw kids from more different communities. But so you have kind of a, in some ways, a unique situation in Abingdon.
Yeah. I mean, when we first, when we started it back up, last year as a junior Legion, the worry was that we weren't going to have enough kids go out. And from my experience with Legion, you know, I played soccer in high school, played basketball, played spring, you know, baseball in the spring, played Legion ball. I was pulled all different kinds of directions, but if you want to do it, you're going to find a way to do it. And we worked together with the football coach and Rick Quinn and the basketball coach Ken Jones, and we worked together to make sure that we weren't pulling them in too many different directions and scheduling stuff that made sure that they could show up to everything, weights in the morning, whether we schedule a game for Legion ball on one night and basketball's scheduling a game on another, you know. So we tried to make sure that it was easier for the kids, but ultimately it came down to them and how good they really wanted to be, so.
You got to be excited about being able to coach these kids at least for a few more months.
Absolutely.
See what else they can do.
Yeah, I mean, when I told, you know, when I knew that I was going to leave, it was tough because of everything that we'd kind of, I mean, we did this together. They were freshmen when I first took over, and so we both have grown. I've grown as a coach because of them. I hope that they've grown as players because of me. So to have the opportunity to do it one more time is great.
When will you actually start practice, and when will the season actually get underway?
We'll get a workout in tomorrow. We have a game scheduled for Friday.
Wow.
We were kind of hoping that we'd have to cancel that.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, things didn't go the way we had hoped, We're gonna get right back after it. So yeah. We got Farmington at 5:30 and Abingdon on Friday, and we'll be rocking and rolling.
Did you have scouts out watching the other super sectional games to you know, just in case? I assume, like basketball, that you probably have to think ahead. Obviously,
make some phone calls to some people and try to get as much information as you can. We kind of had an idea of Oakville, but ultimately, we were going in blind. We didn't have specifics on hitters, but we kind of knew what we were getting into. And at this stage of the game, everyone's good. You assume that everyone's like you. And from the sound, talking with other coaches and stuff, we knew Oakville was probably going to be similar to us. But, yeah, I sent a couple guys out to a couple different places to get some scouts on some teams. So, yeah, you try to get every advantage that you can at this stage of the game.
Yeah, and like you said, you have to look ahead, and you know, you kind of look and saw, you know, it's like, man, like coming from the other, like I think you would have bet with the Carbondale winner, like
Gorville, I think, is the one. They won like 12-1
or
something like that.
Yeah, this was a pretty big score, but you got to think, well, we would have liked to take our chances anyway. But,
yeah, especially the way we came out on Monday, I thought, man, if we can pull this out, we can win the whole thing. Yeah. We're that good, and Wish we would have had a shot, but it didn't work out that way.
Well, again, a great season. Congratulations again. Great job. Great work by you and by your kids. And like you said, they did everything you asked of them. And boy, you can't beat that as a coach.
No, it's, we will be connected forever. And, you know, it'll definitely be a season and a 4-year coaching career, head coaching career that I won't forget. So hopefully they can, you know, learn and draw on some of these experiences that they've had later in life and be successful people, which I know they will. But, just a great season, and sad that it had to come to an end, but, couldn't thank the community. And I mean, there were so many people there at that game, that came out for those boys that, couldn't thank them enough. And the booster clubs for giving us a charter bus, and, just everything, all the support that we had throughout the year. The boys, you know, play their hearts out. And like you said, in the end, that's all you can ask for.
Jeremy, thanks for coming in this morning. Congratulations again, and best of luck in the future. Keep us updated on what's happening.
All right. Thank you.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.